Novena to God Father.
Meditations to know, honor, and love more deeply our Heavenly Father.
Written and spoken by Brother Elia with chants by Harpadei. Day 9, a gift for you, Father.
We are already on the doorstep of the day you proposed for the liturgical feast in your honor, the 7th of August, or the first Sunday of the same month. Father, we are always abundantly blessed by you. At some point, we, your children, in all our weakness, want to give something back to you. We know that the most beautiful thing we can give you is our heart. It must belong to you totally and unreservedly. But there is something else we would like to give you, beloved Father. What if we invite all the people who listen to us, whether they are from Mexico, Argentina, Colombia, Ecuador, Brazil, Venezuela, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Panama, Cuba, Chile, the United States, Spain, China, England, Scotland, France, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Italy, or many other countries, to consciously cooperate with us in this work of your love. May they also do so on behalf of their respective nations, for the families and communities.
Om Magne Pater, in magna necessitate sumus.
Would this please you, Father, even if there are only a few? And if they are very few, and if it is only one or the other from each nation, then, Father, look through them to all whom they represent, just as through your Son you see all mankind. Your beloved daughter, our Mother Mary, also pronounces her fiat on behalf of all mankind. Certainly, she is on our side when we want to honor you and proclaim your love. There is no doubt about it, for how could she resist such a purpose? And the Church triumphant will not hesitate for a moment, but will come to our aid. We will also ask for the help of the army of the unborn children, victims of abortion, and of the Church suffering. Thus, in the end we will be many. And we hope that also from the Church militant some will join the army of the Lamb to do precisely that which our Lord did and which is the greatest desire of his heart. I have glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. This would be our gift to you, beloved Father. To Mother Eugenia Ravasio, you said, "If there is something that I desire above all now, it is simply to see more fervor on the part of the just a smooth path for the conversion of sinners, sincere and persevering conversion, and the return of the prodigal sons to their father's house. I'm referring particularly to the Jews and to all others who are my creatures and children. I want this whole world to know that there is a God and a Creator. Dear Father, if I look back on the meditations of the last days, I can only thank. First of all, the Holy Spirit, for without Him all would have been mere talk. But also to all those who prayed for the fruitfulness of this novena, and to those who collaborated. I thank the untiring brothers and sisters of Harper Day. Thanks also for the many encouraging comments. There would still be much to say, beloved Father, for we will never finish in praising you. And thank God we will have all eternity to do so. But now, while we are still on earth, your praise must resound here too, without ever ceasing. Perhaps some of our listeners will respond and understand that the proclamation of your love is the most important and also the best weapon against the powers of darkness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Abba, 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 Abba.